Bill McKibben has been ahead of his time. He wrote a book warning about global warming back in 1989, and he's still sounding the alarm.
Climate change makes us understand that the problem is bigger than we ever suspected, and that we're going to need fundamental changes.
McKibben told an audience in Wausau that those fundamental changes include cutting greenhouse gases by 80%, having couples voluntarily limit their families to one or two children, and developing a new economic model in which growth is not necessarily good. He says we're running out of time.
The temperature is going to continue to rise for the next foreseeable future, but the real question is whether it's going to rise fast enough and far enough to set off unstoppable complications, things like the melt of the Greenland and West Antarctic ice sheets. We're getting very near those thresholds, which means we got to work fast.
McKibben's sense of urgency is not shared by his critics. He says he doesn't care.
In the back of one of my books, you know, when you list sort of blurbs from your friends and things, one of the ones on that one, it just said, he is an environmental wacko, Rush Limbaugh. And I figured
so you use that to help you sell your books.
I figured that was as good an advertisement as one was likely to get.
Bill McKibben thinks his message is finally getting across. He points to the hundreds of global warming protests held across America this past April 14th, protests that he organized. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.